Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
Here from the Now Network Studios. We are excited to continue the variety of real talk discussions. We're looking for dynamic principles, but we always want to base our messages and our forum on uplifting others that they can do better than they started. Oh, yes, we're going to teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, and operational efficiency and loyalty. Yes, we want to provoke you into your purpose. And yes, our dedicated team is constantly here to help you. Meet you and walk with you in a God-purposed vision and idea. right now. We want to help each other uncover the more of him and the less of us. But it starts with me, just like it starts with you. Welcome this morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. Well, God bless you, family. It's always an exciting time here. And we're, as we say, we're looking for dynamic principle bases and really want to support one another here on this network. This morning is like no other. We want to bring back a previous guest of ours here on the Now Network, the president of the Compton Unified School District. Miss Satra Zarita is our in-studio guest this morning. I would love for you to welcome her in to the boardroom. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor E. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you this morning.
Well, it's, you know, election time is coming up, and we have a big following in the Southern California area. I believe everyone we ask all the time, if you're not in Compton, you know somebody in Compton. So we're really trying to help get the word out for what you have going on. I know you got a lot of work going on at the school district, but you're really pushing for a new position
yeah.
that God is calling you to. And maybe I'd like you to tell our audience about what's up with the city clerk.
All righty. Well, I'm doing great work in the school district. We've turned the school district around. Our graduation rates are going to be above 90% this year, and our dropout rates are down 500%. So we've turned the district around, and now the city is in total disarray. There's money missing everywhere, over $4 million. From the treasurer's office, which they expect to get to probably about $10 million and improve walking out, no systems in place, to no checks and balances to prevent something like that. And then the clerk's office, in addition to it not being technologically advanced so that citizens don't have to find a parking space, come down to City Hall, try to request information, they should be able to request information online. They should be able to sign up to speak at council meeting online. But in addition, while I was preparing to run for this race, I had no idea that I would find out that the clerk had been violating the city charter by having a cash box in her office selling merchandise that is not in the clerk's budget. The publicized budget, there's no revenues and expenditures from merchandise, and an account unbeknownst to the city council, and another violation of the city charter. And so, you know, she's the custodian of the city seal. Her family is profiting from the city seal. There's money in the office. There's a secret account. Things are out of control throughout City Hall. So it's important that for taxpayers, and I'm a taxpayer who was born and raised in Compton, that we are accountable, that things are transparent, and we service the citizens in the manner that they deserve.
Man, that's awesome, because now I'm proud to be affiliated with Compton because of the fact that we are African American government, really, throughout the whole city of Los Angeles. But as you said, there's a lot of differences, a lot of confusion. And when you're talking dollars make sense, but I think it started out at 1.5 million missing, and now it's up to 4. And I think when they really get to the bottom of it, it could range up into the 10, didn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they don't like for you to talk about the number. Of course they don't. You know, the clerk doesn't like for me to talk about money in her office, her family profiting from the city seal, a secret account. They don't like it. Yeah, actually, somebody came to the school board last week to threaten me if I didn't stop talking about it. They were going to be back. And my answer to them is, welcome back. You welcome here anytime you'd like to come.
Oh, you didn't call me. You know, I like those kind of prayer meetings.
Look, well, you can come on the 29th, but you know this person has bad judgment, and she's been harassing me for the last 10-15 years. I said she has an obsession with me, so I guess it's really like a compliment.
Well, hey, you could look at it that way, because if nobody, you know, I mean, we're always going to go through something, and no matter how decent in order we are, there's always opposition. So it's good to have that faithful spirit to say, I'm just going to go through, because it's coming regardless. But to stand on principles is what I applaud you for. I know I've seen your work in the school district, and the numbers have leaped. And I know every school isn't perfect. It's a lot of work to still be done, but Compton's greater today, I would say, and just in the reports and the numbers. So we applaud you for that. But we really want to support you in your running for city clerk. Now, I know you have an event coming up this evening. Would you like to shout that out tonight? I know I'm gonna make a cameo.
Yes, I'm really excited about this event. I manage the Ramada Hotel and Convention Center here in Compton on the 91 Freeway. So tonight I'm doing an event. It's my campaign kickoff. It's grand opening. And every time I see folks, they say, well, when are you guys going to bring the jazz back? Or when are you guys going to bring the Indigo back? So tonight we're going to have Return of the Indigo Jazz Club, and that's going to be my campaign kickoff.
Okay.
And it's tonight. It begins at 7 o'clock p.m. Jet Black will be playing Tamron, and we have a DJ, and we're going to have live music, and everybody is welcome.
Oh, hey, man. So this is a kickoff, but then Indigo is going to be back at the Ramada?
No, it's going to be back at my headquarters.
Oh, so you're just going to keep it there? Okay, hey, let's do it. All right. Okay, there you go. There you go. I mean,
We did a series of jazz concerts, weekly jazz concerts. And we call it Return of the Indigo Jazz a couple of years ago. And people ask about it all the time. So that's why I thought it most appropriate. People remember. They're looking forward to it. And it's pretty synonymous with me.
Okay. Well, the flyer is on the event page for the grand opening. The address is there, 127 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. And that's adjacent to the market, is it?
Superior Market.
Yes, Superior adjacent to the Superior Market, right there on Compton Boulevard. I've been by there. I'm definitely going to stop by and support you. We're asking others not only to support tonight. There's other events that you have, other hands you need on the plow to help you continue your campaign. Please let someone know to still come tonight and volunteer, sign up for things
right,
you have going.
Right, absolutely. We'll be taking sign-ups for volunteers, for folks that may want a yard sign in their yard so they can represent. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday from 1 to 8 p.m. On Friday, 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday evening from 4 to 8 p.m. So we got plenty to do. Excited. It's an opportunity to be at the table. I often say if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And our tax dollars are flying out the window. You know, they're being burned. And for me, I love the school district. I love what I do. It's always great when things are moving in the right direction, the progress. You know, you see it. We've spent $40 million on emergency repairs at all our middle schools. You can see the trash in the fields, and we put in air conditioning heating. So we're doing great things there, and it's very rewarding. However, my heart breaks for the city where I was born and raised.
Right.
My heart breaks as a taxpayer. For me and other taxpayers in this community, we deserve much better. And I'm ready to step up to the plate and assist the city in turning itself around.
Well, this is a big election. I know the mayor is a mayor race. Omar is back in the running. Along with Asia. So I know that's a campaign there, and we have a lot of council seats. Now, pronounce her first name for me. Tanya?
It's Tana.
Tana McCoy.
Tana McCoy,
yes.
Running for the 3rd district. We're
going to be having you guys back the first Saturday in April for a combined campaign. We're going to really promote it and get it more. This was a spur of the moment thing, as you were so readily ready when I put out the invitation that my guest this morning had something come up. And plus, I would have still went forward, but when I sent out the invitation, bam, you're right there. And we want to continue to support, and we want people to continue to hear this, that they could tell somebody else. And just because, and I know I'm looking at the top half of our board, which is all California. We have the United States is on here, also Texas, Atlanta, Wisconsin. But if you do not live in Compton, you may know someone who lives in Compton or has a relative in Compton that you could share this information with. We want to give you an opportunity. I know you have a meeting after at this time, and you took this time out. I want to give you an opportunity to just give us a campaign, spit that campaign out of all of those and convince people why you're the one for city clerk in the city of Compton. And we're going to be praying for you. I know we're going to be casting votes in prayer for you, and we're already doing it. We're already interceding. You're already in our intercessory pool of prayer warriors. So we know we'll be casting those votes from all across the country. But for those in the local area, they want to hear a word from you this morning on your campaign.
Okay. And again, thank you. You know, I need prayer. These folks down here are not happy about hearing the truth, you know, and the truth will set you free. They don't know. They'll be so much more pleasant, so much nicer after the truth comes out, and they can just say, hey, I was wrong. But
take
you know,
a deep breath.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Yes. Accountability.
Well, some people don't know that, you know, your faults is so much burden on you. You know, even though you still have to cover up, and that takes a lot out. I'm telling you from experience. I'm so glad God set me free and redeemed me. But that burden that you carry when you're doing wrong, it hurts, and people can't hide it. I'm saying it out there loud. Even though you're doing wrong, you know you don't feel good in it. So we need that freedom in people's lives. So we're gonna pray for that also.
Yeah.
That God moves.
We're gonna pray back, because I know they're looking over their shoulder. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But take a moment
before
you get out of here.
I'm Satra Zarita, and I was born and raised in the city of Compton. I have vested interests here. And I'm known for saying it's a great day in Compton. And every day is a great day. But I'm looking forward to the great city of Compton that I grew up in. I'm a proven leader. I'm the president of the Compton Unified School District, where I oversee a $300 million budget. I'm asking you to vote for me for city clerk so I can bring the leadership and the administrative skills that I have to the city to assist the city council in turning the city around and into a positive direction. I want to be accountable to the citizens. I want to make the office responsive where you can get information online that I'm accountable and accessible, as well as provide great customer service to the people where I grew up. The budget in the clerk's office is $1.8 million. I currently manage a $300 million budget. I'm ready. I'm ready to assist the city of Compton in the manner that I've assisted the Compton Unified School District to turn its direction around. So I'm asking, and I'd be honored to have your vote on April 18th, Satra Zarita for Compton City Clerk. Thank you.
Yes. Go, Team Satra. I just had a question come in through Messenger. The question was, will this take you away from the school district?
Well, at this point, the positions are compatible. I would definitely serve out my term, and based on what the citizens want would determine what I would do in the future. But the positions are compatible. They don't conflict. So I could definitely complete my term And depending on what the community wants me to do, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm one of those leaders that is accessible. I'm here in the community. You could touch me. You could talk to me. You see me in the grocery store. You see me at the bank. I'm accessible. So I take what the will of the people and act accordingly.
Well,
but
we're going to definitely pray for that because I know you've done a great job there. And,
a lot of folks told me that they didn't vote for me because they didn't want me to leave the school district.
Right.
But this time is different. So if they'd like for me to stay, I can. It just depends on what the public wants.
Okay, because I know that's the concern is that there's really been, enormous change. And just the fear that your predecessor may not have that same drive would be the question for some of the parents. So we're gonna pray that God makes that way clear and make that path clear for that to stay in order, because you have done a great job. But we know you can also do a great job with the city and helping. I want to say this because I know you. I don't think you're out to hurt anybody. You just want to help do things right. And you have to expose darkness to get light in, and that even goes in our own lives. That when you tell someone, no, I can't do this anymore because I'm changing my life, that's not trying to hurt them. That's trying to really help them to get better. So we know that you're not out to harm.
I'm glad you said that, Pastor E, because you know it's easy for people to shoot the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And to not like to be exposed, it's uncomfortable when
right.
you find
right.
out things aren't the way they should be. But this is not personal. This is about progress. This is about accountability, transparency, and serving the citizens. We pay high taxes here in Compton. And as a result, we should have great services. And that's not the case. So I'm looking forward to working to be accountable to the citizens that I love here in Compton.
Amen, amen. And you're saying it's a great day in Compton. God bless you, Satchel. We know you have another forum this morning. We just appreciate you, and I'll get with you. I'll talk to you this evening on confirming the date for April. And God bless you. Any closing remarks?
Just like to say, anybody in Compton that would like to come out to the candidates forum today, is at the city council chambers. And the clerk's race forum will be at 12 o'clock noon. And I'm ready. Come on out and see me at City Hall Council Chambers at 205 South Willowbrook Avenue, Compton, California, 90220. And I want to give my phone number as well. And I always say, if you need me, call me. But you can't call me if you don't have my number. My personal cell number. It's 310-420-1104. And if there's anything you'd like to hear from me, or there's some way I may be able to assist you in the schools or in the city, don't hesitate to call me. Thank you.
Just before you go, I got one other question. This is someone out of Texas that works in leadership there. With your success, do you share that, or do you mentor people in that arena? Consult.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the right word. Do you consult?
I mentor. I'm not paid for mentoring. When I hear the word consultant, I think about pay, but I do a lot of mentoring. And my mother was on the city council, and we mentored, actually, my vice president of the Compton Unified School District. I hired him 20 years ago to be my mother's council liaison. He was 18 years old. Now he's 40. We're still together, still working hard. My family is responsible for probably maybe 6 elected officials in the community. We've mentored and pulled up and actually even ran their campaigns in order to bring great leadership to the city. So I'm not threatened, never have been. So I'm always willing to share and mentor young folks. And if we don't, we're going to be in trouble because there'll be a void of great leaders to take on when it's time for us to get out of here.
That's right. That's right. That's dynamic on what we do here, because I know I'm not over. I have a lot more work to do. But as far as me beginning again, that's done. I'm where I am, and I'm going higher in God. But it's time to get the youth pulled up from where
right.
we lost out so many years. I mean, it's just the generations that have lacked is where we're really pushing through Man Up, through Women Speak Now, and a lot of programs we have here is mentoring the young people, and let's sow into other people's lives. I'm so gracious for you to connect me in Compton, because I'm there 3 or 4 times a week now, and looking forward to doing a summer camp this summer, and really teaching some principles about life and about doing better and having some morals and some goals and things like that. So it is a great day in Compton. As a matter of fact, I'll be in Compton today helping give out some food. So, but I'll see you this evening.
Right, and I've seen the benefit of having you here in Compton in such a short time. And it's funny, you know, people come at me all the time. They come with this program, they come with that program. And while I mentor people, I don't have time for programs of no substance. You know,
right.
I'm so busy, I don't have time. But when I met you, you know, and I said in the past, you were persistent, you were going to make me meet with you. And after I did, I was so glad that I did. Because, you know, the impact that you're making here in Compton is tremendous. And you filled a void that, you know, needed to be filled. And I'm glad that we have become friends and we're working together.
That's right. I am too. Definitely. I'm excited. I can't wait for the return of the Indigo tonight at 127 East Compton Boulevard. Come on out, have a good time. Jazz. This is some laid back, and these are going to be some professional people out there, seniors, business people, community leaders, along with Satra tonight, just enjoying each other's company. But let's partner and let's network that some of our ideas can be, you start to see that our ideas are just alike. We just have different ways of doing things. So let's help each other. Let's help Satra. Let's help Miss McCoy. She's going to be there tonight. I'm going to have to talk to her about 3 times tonight so I get her name perfect. But thank you so much, Satra. God bless you. And I just want to pray for you before you go. Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, that is stepping up and willing to give her gifts to the community, to give her gifts to the children, to the youth, to the lost and the unsaved, Lord. So bless her, Lord. No weapon formed against her will prosper, Lord. But we pray for anything that may have already came against her, anything that wasn't prayed out, that wasn't stood up against. Now we stand in the gap. And Lord, we say, Lord, protect her, that to guard her and to lead her in her path, Lord, that you have put before her on this day, that she moves in excellence and she draws others up along with her. And we pray for her, Lord, that she is blessed, that she's fully energized and full of the Spirit, Lord, to go forward and do what you've called her to do. Thank you. In your son Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
All right. Well, family, look, we're going to have Satra and Miss McCoy on the show the first week. Any questions you may have, we want you to get those questions together. We're going to bring them back for a full hour long broadcast on Real Talk with Pastor E. I'm grateful to be a part of Compton. I grew up in Compton, and to come back and now to hear the prophetic word that was spoken in my life 20 years ago that I would preach to the gangs these people didn't even know I was from Compton, but I would go to Compton and preach to the gangs and to the inner cities, which I already had a passion for. But to be back and to actually put the key in ignition and to go, I want you to still know Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we're going to do that at Pocket Park across the street from Sylvia Nunn's Angels. It's this free. Starts at 10 a.m. We are going to preach the word of God, the that he is risen. Then we're going to go across over to Sylvia's, and you're going to get a hot meal. We're going to have some barbecue out there. We got volunteers that'll feed you. Then we have a free clothing store going to be available that you can go into that store from the same token from the service, get an outfit, a brand new outfit. I know I've cleaned out a nice portion of my closet, and we're asking others to do the same, that you can go into this free clothing store, get some clothing, and then on top of that, leave there with a bag of food also to take home to put in your refrigerator that you can feel blessed on Resurrection Sunday. That is April 16th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. P2P Ministries and Sylvia Nunn's Angels were partnering up, and I will be preaching in the park at 10 a.m. We have some singers coming out. We have some rappers coming out. We're going to have a good time. And then after that, at the very end, we're going to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids. And then everybody can go on to their families and enjoy the rest of your day. But we need your support. We got flyers. Get with me. I'll get you some. I'll bring some tonight. Come meet me at Indigo's. You ever wanted to meet me in person? Come to Indigo at the Return of Indigo tonight. I'll give you a flyer. But let's work this thing out. We're looking for the community. We're looking to reach people that really need help and to be met where they are. It's a come as you are event. No, you don't have to buy a new outfit. You don't have to go buy a new suit. Come as you are to Resurrection Sunday in the park at Pocket Park. That is adjacent to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. I'm telling you, it's going down. I am so excited for the work of the ministry. We preached right around the corner this previous Sunday at the Temple of Everlasting. And then there's four churches. I don't even want to go in there, but there's four churches within walking distance. And after that, me and one of my brothers, we walked around just to see, it was just phenomenal that ministry is there, but everybody doesn't know each other. We're trying to connect one another that we can work together to do a greater work in the city of Compton. It's a lot of work to be done. So God bless you today. I thank you for joining us for this this broadcast, but I want to say this in closing, that a lot of us are out there, and this is our real talk portion before we close, is a lot of us out there think it's only the pastors and the leaders that are in place now that are supposed to be doing the work of the ministry. Well, I'm here to change that perception, give you a different paradigm that you see it differently. Now, we're all been called to according to a purpose. The Bible even says that we've all been given a measure of faith. And even in that measure of faith, we all have a purpose in God. You know what the purpose of God is? Is telling someone else that they could have the same opportunity of salvation that you do, that they can have the same opportunity of a new creation, a new life in God, just like you can. And with that same process of open arms, that open arms ministry, it demonstrates that God's love for us and his concern for us is that we share it with our fellow man every opportunity we have. You can do that just by loving on somebody. You can do that by just encouraging someone. You can do that by just telling someone that if they give their lives to God, they can be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our, not next week, right now. I want to read this these scriptures, and we're going to close there. But in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, and I implore you to read the whole chapter, but just for this, just as to understand that it's not just for one, but for all. Watch this. It says, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Oh, who? The whole family in heaven and earth is named, "that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you," talking to you right now, "that you," "that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints with what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you," "us may ask or think according to the power that works in us." Now, I want to say this in closing. The same power you'd say, "Oh, Pastor, he is anointed. Pastor, he is this." I'm talking to you. let me push that back to you, because you have the same right. When you dedicate yourself to a godly life, a godly life of an inner spirit that now operates everything. He's the source of my everything. So I take the inner spirit and I now watch this. I let it grow. I let it elevate. I let it go higher because I cannot stay dormant. I cannot just get a graduation certificate and say it's over. It's another level to go in God. But I want to encourage you today. Do for God what he has done for you. Gave his best. And how is that? It's not financial. Stop thinking we're asking for money. It's not this. It's giving him your best in service, in worshiping him. And watch this. Giving him everything. And it's so easy to get the benefits of God when you give him what he's asking for, your all. So I encourage you today, any negativity that you've ever been talked to over your life, wash it away by saying God loves me. All the uglies, all the stupids, all the words that have been deposited in you, I dare you today to put them words under your foot and say no more negative thoughts in my mind. But from this day forward, I will walk as a child of God and be an encourager to my brother and to my fellow man, and know that with God, I can do all things, but without him, I can do nothing. So Heavenly Father, God, we bless you today. We bless you that we're different, that we're changed, that we're rearranged, that we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. We thank you, Lord, that we're fellowshipping on one accord. Lord, we thank you today that we are called according to our own purpose. We thank you today, Lord, that we all accept our measure of faith. Lord, we thank you today that we all seek you that we may find you. I seek you that I may find you. And I know everyone on this line is seeking you that they may find you for themselves. So Lord, we want to know you more. We want to love you more. We want to fellowship with you more. And we want you, Lord, to be magnified, glorified, and lifted up in every area of our lives. Lord, be magnified in this place. Be glorified. Hallelujah. As we worship you, Lord, as we praise you, Lord, as we shift the atmosphere, as we get into a new position and allow your will to be done. And your will to be done right now in Jesus' name.
just help me say that.
It's moving and it's breaking.
I believe it.
Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Help
me say it. It's moving and it's